And now, live from Robin's Nest for 1 week only, it's
Ponky!
This is Tony. This is Tony.
Gooper, Gooper! That's right. Please don't judge your sets or iPods. You have found Ponky Radio with me, Tony Hearn, and for this week only, no Paul B. Edwards. I'll explain everything and tell you what's happening this week after our first song, which is by a band called Gold Skies Ahead. And the song's called Promised Souls.
This is Tony.
This is only life, then I'd rather be dead. Crawl into night circles of hell and see of the dead. You'll never know what it takes to get there. I'm gonna fight my way, yeah, we'll have a long. All the angels will carry me in to light, light, light upon the souls I know. Find my way back home, I know. No one will hold me back from the land of promise. Light, light, light upon the souls I know. Find my way back home, I know. No one will hold me back from the land of promise. Souls, only angels will carry me in. Tide is drawing in, the water covers my head. Looking all around me for light, but I see darkness instead. You'll never know what it takes to get there. I'm gonna find my way to get where I belong. All the angels will carry me in to light, light, light upon the souls I know. Find my way back home, I know. No one will hold me back from the light of the promise. Light, light, light upon the souls I know. Find my way back home, I know. No one will hold me back.
Okay, that was Gold Skies Ahead. But before we talk about them, let's talk about how this is going to work this week. So obviously Paul is in Edinburgh doing 16 gigs in 10 days or something crazy like that. I think he's still alive. He's still blogging. I will get his blog address later on in the show. I think it's paulieb.blogspot.co.uk. But I'll double check that in between one more of the songs coming up. So here's me doing Ponky. It's a bit strange, and quite frankly, I bottled it. So I've got a guest, a secret assistant who's not really quite so quiet this week, because quite frankly, I don't think you could handle 60 minutes of me just being Kit and Blood Hearn and talking about things like that. So I've got a helper, and it's Steph. Hi, Steph.
Hiya.
Hello. Because quite frankly, I couldn't handle it myself. And I've had to get a bit drunk to do this as well, because I've been a bit stressed. But anyway, that's all fine.
Yep. So I'm the ersatz Paul this week.
The what?
The ersatz Paul.
Okay.
The replacement Paul.
Oh, okay. You see.
Or am I the replacement Tony? I don't know.
I'll be Paul, you be Tony. That'll be fine.
Right, so you're the boss this evening then?
I'm the boss. I'm the winner of the
trials. Enjoy while it lasts.
Yeah, okay. So, what we're going to do this week is, originally we thought about doing kind of a England versus Germany style. I pick four songs, you pick four songs. It didn't really work. We kind of...
Not enough time,
and we were... Yeah, other things. What we managed to do is, a few weeks ago, I met up with Baz Barrett at his birthday gig at the Central. We kind of briefly mentioned it on the show. Been saving it for this week. He runs a label, and we'll talk about that throughout the show. And I'm featuring six of his bands, and we're going to play two songs that Steph's chosen later on in the show. The band you just heard is a band called Gold Skies Ahead. That song was called Promised Souls. Oh, by the way, you are listening to the Cemetery Surfers. Thanks to me for doing such a great job in the beds. But Steph, now these haven't got a MySpace page. They do have a website.
What were they called again? Sorry.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, pay attention. Tony talking. The band's called Gold Skies Ahead. Okay, they're a band from the UK. What's their website?
Gold Skies Ahead...
.co.uk. Oh, no, you see, no, goldskieshead.com. What a shame. Ah. That's one for me. And they are signed to Bad News Records, which is Barry's label. And what we're going to do later on in the show, I've actually got an interview with Baz that we did a couple of days ago. Me interviewing people as well. That's strange. But we're going to play some of his songs first. Normally in this section, we have your MySpace comments. We're going to leave those to pile up, so Paul can do them when he gets back. If he gets back, you know, Edinburgh and all that. Please do leave us a MySpace comment. It's myspace.com/punkyradio. Great way to leave us a message. And if you're in a band like Gold Skies Ahead, they haven't got a MySpace page, which is frankly strange. Why a band wouldn't have a MySpace page, I don't know. It's still a really good way to get your music out there. And to find new bands as well. So please do get on MySpace and leave us a comment. And that's about it, I think, for this section. Next up is another band from Bad News Records called Taken by the Tide. Now, this song's called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Steph, the band's called Taken by the Tide. What is their MySpace?
MySpace/ what? Taken by the Tide?
Yeah.
Taken by the Tide Music.
No, it's myspace.com/TBTT Bigger Boat.
Oh, God.
Yeah, see, it's harder than it looks, isn't it?
I've got the hard ones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's Tone Internet 2, Stephanie 0.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah. And this is Taken by the Tide and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
But that's a sign for you. We'll be right back.
Right. Okay. Clearly, that's a love song. Loving you. That was Taken by the Tide. And they are from Nottingham. And we've done their MySpace. So that's fine. With myspace.com/TT. No, TBTT. Bigger Boat. And they, again, they are signed to Bad News Records. Bad News Records is badnewsrecords.com. Or the actual studio that Baz runs from, because he has a studio and a record label and a rehearsal room, so he does kind of a lot. And his studios are called Doghouse Studios. Doghousestudios.co.uk. And that is from an EP which is going to be released October the 4th this year, and that was called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. You see, now that sounds a bit piratey by name, but it didn't seem very piratey by
sound. No, that sounded a bit angry.
A bit angry, yeah.
Just right for Christmas.
Christmas number one in the punky household. Excellent. Right, you're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks again to me for doing such a great job with the beds.
Fantastic.
It's good, isn't it? And hi to Marv, who I'm sure is listening and chucking away with his new teeth. Hope you're enjoying Newark, Marv. Now, as usual, this is the Podcast Alley section, so thanks for all of your Podcast Alley votes so far this month. We're coming up to the end of August, 23rd today, so there's still some time. Please do get your votes for us in still if you haven't voted for us already. Easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if so wish, because I'll read them out. And thanks for all your comments so far this month. You have been coming quite thick and fast now, so thank you for all that, but we still need more. Get them in. It takes but a minute. You don't get spammed, and it does help us out, and makes me chuckle. First off, Punky Radio all the way. And that's from Fee from Dragster. Thanks, Fee. And we played those last week, which, great band, Dragster. I think it's myspace.com/Dragster Suicide. Check them out, their new album's great. And next, 5 years of kick-ass shows. I don't know if I don't actually think they're all kick-ass, but there was certainly 5 years of them. Thanks for the mention. I love the she's a dirty ... part from Tony. Ha ha. Love the show as always. That's from Twilight and Thebes. Now, I don't know what I actually said in that point. Maybe I just don't. I do know exactly what I said. It's because she does sex lines, basically.
All right.
And Claire didn't have to finish that sentence off.
You're blushing.
A little bit. That's just because it's hot in here. Well, that's from Twilight and Thebes. And let me just try this on my own, hang on. Twilight and Thebes, they live on the side of a dirty mountain. Oh, that was good. You've listened before. And they're from twilightandthebes.com. Cheers for that, Twilight. Next, Punky is good for my blood pressure. Seem to have fallen 6 months behind on the shows again, so only just heard Heather Mills by Cunt and the Gang, with a K, so it's not rude. Been playing it in my office to anyone that will listen. Freaking brilliant. That's from Paul B. Now that's not the Paulie B, that must be a different Paul B. There's two of them. Next up, Tony's Dodgy Accents, a poem about punky radio. One's a punk, one's a skunk, both with a touch of geek. My favourite part, straight from the heart, is when Tony tries to speak. Love and kisses, fat boy.
Aww.
Aww, a go daddy free zone. Thanks, fat boy, you love it really. And finally, from the trenches. Ahoy! I failed in my duty to Punky the last few months by not voting, so time to make up for it. Blame Paulie B's favourite oily cat wank, Mr. Cameron, for my lapse. I've been busy dodging bullets in the public sector massacre. Tally-ho! I'll be in India by Christmas along with all your personal data. That's some Arstus Rastus. Wicked! Rastus Arstus, thank you very much for that. Good to know you work in the public sector. And yeah, the oily cat wank of David Cameron. Who seemed to have skipped country by a minute and left the other guy in charge.
Oh, we're about to see then.
I don't know. I think he was in America last time I heard. He's left Nick Clegg in charge.
Oh, he clearly is going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Playing the boss.
Well, he got spanked in Prime Minister's Question Time the other week. But anyway,
aww.
Let's not get all politics. And that's it for Podcast Alley. Please do get your votes in for us if you can do. There's still plenty of time to vote for us, so get those in. Time for another song. We'll talk about it after. This is a band called Fresh Eyes for the Dead Guy, and the song is called Gunishment.
Dancing in the screen light, you got a craving for the new chemicals.
Fresh shit will make you that molecule.
15 minutes to go, 15 minutes to watch you sink. 15 minutes to go, 15 minutes to watch you sink. Sit down and shut up. Nobody wants to hear your voice. Sit down and shut up. Nobody wants to hear you think out loud. Sit down and shut up. Nobody wants to hear your voice. Sit down and shut up. Nobody wants to hear you think out loud.
Fresh Eyes for the Dead Guy, and the song was called Gunishment. And again, they're on an EP released by Bad News Records. Now that is an exclusive, I'll have you know, it's an exclusive. Baz Barrett from Bad News Records dropped that off at Robin's Nest but a few nights ago, actually last night, and that was only mixed yesterday. He mixed it just for us, and it's part of a forthcoming EP. I know. Still got to be mixed and mastered and finished off, so it really is a sneak preview.
Fresh so, from the oven.
Exactly.
Still hot.
It is hot. But the band's called Fresh Eyes for the Dead Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, what is their MySpace?
MySpace.com/.
Thank you.
Fresh Eyes for the Dead Guy.
Yeah, it is.
It's a weird name, so I thought that's
creepy. I see. Right. You're learning.
Yep.
God, so proud. So it's Tony the Internet 2, Stephanie 1. Right. Now that, I don't, what would you class that as? I made a few notes when I listened to them before, and I said that was talky indie.
Right.
What would you think that is? I don't really know how to class that, really.
I don't know. I'm a bit out of touch. It reminds me of something. I quite like it. It's quite, you know, nice and fresh, poppy.
It's not emo, it's not down, it's upbeat. It's nice, I like it.
Yeah.
And it's good that all these bands from Bad News Records all are different. It's not all
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's we've had metal, we've had talky indie, and we've had kind of poppy punk / Enter Shikari kind of style of music. We're doing all right so far. We're doing all right. You're listening to the Dead 60s Beneath Us. Thanks again for me for doing such a great job of the beds. I'm so great. So for this section, you're going to talk about something.
Right, Uber is the national fanzine. Yeah, it seems to be quite interesting. It's a fanzine for the creative community. So they provide a platform for artists to channel their work. So, whether it's writers, photographers, illustrators, they can all get in touch. Uber has got a Facebook page. So, like anybody else, if you go on Facebook and put in Uber-zine, you're going to find them.
Okay.
And they're also associated with Purple Revolver, which is an independent creative industry news website.
So it seems to be, Purple Revolver is kind of a online industry collective.
I would say so, yeah.
Uber's an actual physical magazine you can pick up. I mean, we checked the website out before, and I think it said it was in Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, hop along to purplerevolver.com to find more information about that, and search for Uber. And get involved. I think they're basically asking for if you want to read it, if you want to, but also if you want to contribute towards it, sending any articles or whatever, just get involved with them. Seem a nice bunch of people. Yeah. So basically, from the little blurb they sent me, they basically say Uber is an outlaw on the run from the mediocrity which dominates the publishing world at large. Nobody is safe from the lashing of our silvery tongue. Kind of like me. Not kind of silvery, so I'm more brown. But if you want to get involved, write, or shoot. Find them through purplerevolver.com. Give them an email, check them out. Obviously, it's a free magazine as well. I'm fairly sure it's free. Check them out. Okay, so next up, another band from Bad News Records. Of course, you're starting to know how this is going to go now. You know the drill. This is a band called The Backy. They were female-fronted band, a bit electro-rock, female-fronted. Bit kind of like my current band, Right Hand Pink, I suppose, down that kind of nature, but maybe doing it a bit better than we are, unfortunately. So we're going to play them. Before we play them, we need to know their MySpace. So the band are called The Backy. That's B-A-C-C-H-A-E. Hopefully that's Backy. Backy, Backo, Backy. Baha. Don't know. The Backy. I'm saying The Backy. I'm the host. Therefore, it's right. That's the way it goes. But, Steph, what is their MySpace?
MySpace.com/ The Backy Music.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
Tony the Internet too. Stephanie too. Or Smuggany, as actually now call her. This is a song by The Backy. It's called 13.
Thank you.
So that was the Backy and 13. You're listening to Idiot Dub right now beneath us. I am good with these beds, aren't I? Steph's just taking a short break because it's ad break time. Now normally we do GoDaddy in this section, but as Paul's away, I'm going to do something slightly different. But if you're interested in web hosting, please do visit GoDaddy.com. We have a variety of codes that I'm not going to go into the details of, but if you go to punkyradio.com, at the bottom of this page there is a short summary of those codes and what they will give you, so please do that. Now we've got a new thing. I think I've been mentioned before in the past, we all like flowers. Well, I certainly do, and Punky Radio can bring you a discount from Interflora Florop. And I just need to briefly say, a bit of a disclaimer, that Punky Radio is a paid affiliate of Florop Interflora FTD. Now, FTD Florop is the largest company in the world and delivered to over 150 countries around the globe. And you can receive 20% off your order by using the code PUNKYRAD. That's PUNKYRAD, PUNKYRAD. I think that's a great offer. And why not take advantage of it and send someone you love some flowers this month? So go along to the Interflora or Florop website. If you are in the UK, that will be interflora.co.uk, and treat someone you love. That code again is PUNKYRAD, PUNKYRAD. I assume this will work in any of the many companies that Interflora operate around the world, so please do try it out. And let us know if you use it and what you think. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your thoughts. And up next, Fuck Knuckle.
Just
that was Widows and Fork Knuckle. I had to say it in my Nottingham accent, Fork Knuckle. Just because it feels like cute. I had to.
Oh, yeah, sounds good.
That was nice. I like that. I think that's one of my favourites so far. I say it again in my little show notes, heavy, dirty stoner rock.
Quite it's, adequate, yeah, yeah description.
Quite grimy. I quite like it.
Yeah.
But what is it in MySpace? A band called Widows.
MySpace.com/. Widows metal.
No. MySpace.com/ Widows band. We see going along that line. See,
yeah, yeah. See. Okay, yeah.
With another 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years of training. You could be as crap as me. Again, that was song 5 from Bad News Records. That is from an EP called Raise the Monolith, and that's available now. So hop along again to myspace.com/widowsband or to badnewsrecords.com. You're listening to Dr. Slaggerby underneath us. Thanks again to me for doing such a great job with the beds. Yesterday I interviewed Baz Barrett from Bad News Records, and here's what he had to say.
This is Tony from Punky Radio. I'm speaking to Baz Barrett. We haven't spoken in ages. You fell off the radar a bit.
Well, I didn't really fall off the radar. I just kept my head down a bit and stayed out of the way of the numerous idiots I'd encountered. Not saying you guys are idiots.
Oh, no.
But, you know what I mean. I stayed out of the way and just getting on with things, rebuilding some damaged stuff.
Because you doing touring bands last time, I think, first time we met.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, I was helping promote bands, organising tours, promoting bands and such like. So, yeah, which I'm kind of still doing that sort of stuff. But as I've what I've been doing is restructuring how I've been running the business. So, it's all building up again now anyway.
Okay. And so we met a couple of weeks ago again, and you were at your birthday gig.
Yes, I don't remember much of it.
you were talking about a new studio you've got and a label. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, the new studio, Doghouse Studios. I've been putting together for a few years now. And it's already probably about one of the biggest studios in the city. There's 4 rehearsal studios, 2 recording studios, soon to be a few more rehearsal studios built into it. There's a stage set up so bands can come and rehearse and do the video shoots and photo shoots on stage and all the rest of that muck. Record label is me picking up some of the bands that I like and want to work with.
Okay.
Some of the bands that aren't getting, aren't really getting noticed as much as I think they should be.
And what bands are on your label?
So far, I've got a band called Widows, which is a real, if you like, stoner band, real classic rock sort of thing, blues rock sort of band, really, really heavy.
Okay.
Band called Asbo Peep Show, which is just out and out punk rock, British flavoured punk rock stuff. They frequented your airwaves, I understand.
They have, yeah.
Got their new EP came out start of this month. There's another couple of releases coming out by bands, Taken by the Tide, which is members of Sanzen, who were quite known to the Nottingham hardcore scene. Very Iron Monkey influenced sort of hardcore band. Another band which is just having photos done in here now, which I've just finished recording with the fantastic Johnny Carter and Paul Yeadon of Pitch Shifter and Bivouac fame.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Quite well noted from around the 90s, early 2000s sort of period. So they've just been doing, just come back with a single for me to start doing a bit of plugging. Another band called Fresh Eyes for the Dead Guy, which are coming in a bit like Fugazi meets Sonic Youth with a bit of Buzzcocks going on.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit of a weird twist, but they're just fantastic. I think they're really, really good bands.
Oh, that sounds very good.
So far, they're all pretty local to us. There's a couple of other bands I've been speaking to from out of town. UK based. But interesting bands that I think have got some about them, and the thing is they're all really eager to work and get out on the road and do stuff. not just these people that, not just weekend bands.
Yeah.
You know, they're really eager to go out and prove themselves as artists.
So are you pushing those outside of Nottingham as well? Is it kind of on a national level?
Yeah, fully internationally, really. I'm trying to organise some European talks for all the bands at the moment. And I'm going slowly at the moment because of the unknown. But this is why I've started the label, to try and help some of these smaller bands I'm working with.
Okay. What's the label called?
The label is Bad News Records. Taken from the name of the legendary band Bad News, which was one of the comic strip TV shows. You know, the comic strip presents young ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a complete mockumentary sort of band, and I was surprised nobody had actually taken that name for a record label. After one day sitting showing some of these bands how they should act, how rock bands are supposed to be.
Oh, really?
And I said, here you go, this is what proper rock stars do, and showed them some video footage of Bad News on tour. And, you know, there we go, trying to spawn some spoof label, I suppose.
Nice. And have you got a website people can maybe check out?
Yeah, the label website is badnewsrecords.com.
Okay.
And if anybody's interested in coming along to the studio or checking out the studio, doghousestudios.co.uk.
And that is in St Nenton, isn't it?
It's on Carlton Road in Nottingham. So it's sort of on the borders of St Nenton, St Anne's, Carlton sort of area. It's literally about... yeah, half a mile up the road from the Trent Arena. It's nicely located.
So any Nottingham band should get in touch, really?
Well, any band from anywhere in the world, in fact.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so you want to, so if somebody wants to come over, there's places to stay for everybody. There's residential space in here. So if somebody wants to stay over, there's beds. Just about to start putting a shower in to make it all nice, because we don't want too many people being around stinky.
Very nice. And you do recording as well?
Yeah, it's rehearsals, recording, try and guide people where we can, basically. If anybody wants to get in touch, you can get in touch through the website. The contact details are all on there.
Brilliant. Cool. That's it. Then I think, hopefully, we should be able to play one of your songs now from the CDs you're just about to bring me.
Yes, excellent, yes. I shall make tracks once this place is closed down, get myself up to meet you, give you a handful of CDs and let you... enjoy these wondrous new sounds.
Brilliant. Right.
And I expect you to be pogoing around your living room or wherever you are listening to them.
Always.
Always. Good stuff.
Cheers for talking to us, Baz.
That's okay. Lovely to speak to you again, mate.
Michael Jackson!
Okay, that was Baz Barrett before, and then we played As Bo Peep Show, the final band we'll be playing from Bad News Records. That song was called Taking the Michael. So quickly, what is their MySpace? The band's called As Bo Peep Show. What is their MySpace? Close to the mic.
MySpace.com/As Bo Peep Show.
Yep, correct.
Uh-huh.
Tony Internet 3, Stephanie 3. Well, it's going to be close.
I don't think I'm doing too bad for the first time, you know.
No, not bad.
Hmm.
I think you might actually win this, seeing as the last two bands you've checked.
Yeah, no, you've got to guess them.
Oh, this is true.
Good and you're point. Better than me.
No, thank you very much. So that's it for Bad News. So as Baz says, that was Bad News Records. Badnewsrecords.com, and his studio is doghousestudios.co.uk. Really nice guy, and I think if you are in a band in Nottingham, or as Baz says, from around the country really, get in touch with him, get involved. He's really keen, and he's been doing this a lot of years now. He's handled a lot of touring bands, and he's experienced. So you'd be well to get involved with him. And actually, I went along to one of his gigs a couple of weeks ago. It was his birthday gig. Not mentioned this yet. Went to the Central. Interestingly enough, a few years ago, because we've just moved to the city centre, after living in the Sticks for many years, the last time I went to the bar Central, it was a gay bar, because it's just down the road from NG1, which is definitely a gay bar.
How did you happen to go there?
Our big gay following took us in there. His name's Jason. He's big and gay.
Oh, Jason. Okay.
Jason. And we went into Central and then went to NG1. Unisex toilets scared the shit out of me.
I can imagine, yeah.
But before that, I went to our Central and it was like, oh, this is all right. Oh, there's a 40-year-old man dressed as a schoolgirl. Okay, I've not seen that before in my life. Never went in there again. It's fine. But then went in there a couple of weeks ago and it's now completely changed. It's now a band venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Huntingdon Street, and since then, I've seen lots of bands in the area play there. So it's good. So I went there, just managed to catch one band, and it was As Per Peep Show, and they were really good. So do highly recommend them. Check them out, myspace.com/As Bo Peep Show. They did one song, Drinking with the Germans.
Ooh.
Which is a shame I wasn't on that EP, because that was really good as well. But check them out, it's really good. And whilst on the subject of bands and gigs, it must mean it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide.
And so what we thought this week, no one's emailed me their gigs or anything like that, so we're going to do gigs for the bands that we played this week.
Everyone's on holiday
or strange.
Touring,
yeah,
somewhere else.
Everyone's just generally a bit quiet. Shame,
everyone's
really?
In Spain.
Everyone,
I bet.
Yeah, probably. So I've got a few bands. I've checked all the MySpaces out, other websites, the bands we've played today, and here are the gigs that I found. Now, the first band, Taken by the Tide. We played those second tonight, and they've got two gigs coming up, quite far away. One's 24th of September, and they're playing The Central, that we've just spoken about, in Nottingham. And then they're playing the 16th of November at the Gaff in London. Now, these are just dates from their MySpace. I have pretty much no more information than that, but do check out their MySpace, as previously mentioned, for more details if you can get down there, the Central or the Gaff in London. Next band, Fresh Eyes for the Dead Guy. 16th of September, they're playing the Chameleon in Nottingham, which is just off Market Square. I think it's next to the Bell, around that area. Down a side street. Yeah. And also they're playing the 30th of September at the Chameleon Arts Cafe, which obviously is probably going to be the same place. It's like down a little side alley near the Bell. If you know Nottingham, you'll find it. And 24th of October, they're playing the Bodega Split Social. They're playing the Bodega Social.
Mm.
I just call it the Social, because I can't say Bodega. And that's in Nottingham. That's near the Pit and Pendulum. And then in Hockley. And then the Bacchae. The Bacchae, the Bacow, the Bacchae. 26th of August, they're playing the Hydrant in Brighton. 5th of September, they're playing the Royal Park Cellars in Leeds. And the 12th of September, they're playing the Well in Leeds. Now, I think they are actually a Leeds-based band, which would make sense. So for more information on that, again, try their MySpace, myspace.com/thebacchaemusic. And finally, As Bo Peep Show. 23rd of October, they're playing the Central in Nottingham. check out their MySpace, myspace.com/AsboPeepshow. Now, have you got any gigs for your bands?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit weird announcing the gigs before you've actually heard the band, but okay, first off, Hack Mac Jackson, one of the bands we're going to play, they class themselves as country billy swamp rock. They're really good. I've seen them loads of times. They always play the local scene, well, all over Germany, really. They're a German band. They're going to play the Sonic Ballroom in Cologne on the 28th of September. So, yeah, anybody listening in Germany, I guess, or who's going to be around Germany at that time should check them out. They're also going to play the WP8 or VP8. Which is somewhere around the main train station in Düsseldorf. They're going to play there on the 16th of October. Yeah, you can also go to their website, jacksonrock.de, but I probably will talk about them a bit later as well, give you more info about them.
Okay, right, so you're listening to the Planet Smasher underneath us. Thanks again to me for doing such a great job with the beds.
You're so fantastic.
So we played 6 songs from Bad News Records. The last 2 songs of the show are going to be Stephanie's choice. So can you tell us about your first selection and why you selected it?
So, yeah, Hack Mac Jackson. They're a band from Düsseldorf, where I used to live. And I've seen them on numerous occasions because they play Düsseldorf quite a bit. They're a really nice band, really friendly. They hang out in the Rolling Stone, which is a local club in Düsseldorf. They're quite well known, but I have to admit I'm quite out of touch, having lived in England for a few years now, and I've not really kept up with what's happening. So yeah, have a listen and see what you think of them. This is Hack Mac Jackson, the country billy swamp rock trash machine, and the track is called Trouble.
Well, I was talking about that, Molly.
So that was Hackmack Jackson. They are on Triggerfish Music, that's their label, and thanks very much to Andrew for letting me play their song. So, Tony.
Yes, hi.
Would you like to tell me what their MySpace page is?
Ooh, let's see now then. Is it myspace.com/Hackmack Jackson?
It is.
Wait, come on. So they'll be hopefully in our top friends punkyradio.com. That's not punkyradio.com. They'll be in our top friends at myspace.com/punkyradio. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us.
Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your twat nominations this week. Say it ran out last week. It was Saturday. It was touch and go there. But luckily, someone came through good. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me though, because I don't want to run out anymore. I hate running out of twat, you know what it's like. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And that's what the former Game Maker did this week. Who says, I nominate my former contractor for is a twat. In February of this year, my mum and I were served with a foreclosure notice. We had to be out by, at the latest, June the 1st. A friend of the family introduced John Cartwright, who was a general contractor. He offered to redo my grandpa's house that needed a lot of work for us to make it livable, and at a cheap price. He's completely lazy, didn't do what his contract said he was, he's a drunk, a liar, and Mum and I had to completely come out of pocket to finish, redo pretty much all of it. We were going to sue him, but figured by the time we got all the paperwork set up, he'd have no money left. So I nominate John Cartwright from Rochester, New York, to be a great big is a twat drunken douchebag from the former Game Maker.
Wow.
Blimey.
That sounds like a typical cowboy builder to me.
Typical cowboy builder.
What do you think?
So yeah, there you go. I think that's justified. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so John Cartwright from Rochester, New York...
is a twat.
Thank you very much, former Game Maker, for that. So don't forget, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, for all your is a twat needs. So, we're nearly the end now. We've got one band left, but you wanted to talk briefly about a label. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. One label I really want to mention is Rebel Music Records. It's got a web page called rockabillyrecords.de, because it's a German label. You can order pretty much all you want of rock and roll, rockabilly, psychobilly in CDs, DVDs, but also good old-fashioned
vinyl
records. Yeah, they do a lot of records. So they also do movies, Crybaby, The Wanderers. They do loads of films about the history of rock and roll and rockabilly, psychobilly. If you're a rockabilly girl, they do nice hair clips, handmade, I saw.
Well, you're turning into quite a girl now, come on. We're near the end, don't.
Right. Basically, they do everything you ever need. I just want to point them out because they got the best selection of music in terms of rock and roll, rockabilly and psychobilly. Do check it out, it's really worth it.
Cool. Okay, so, last song. Do you want to tell us who it is?
Yep, a band called Pornoheft, German band. I don't know how to describe them. They're a bit weird, but really funny. Really good guys. And, if you want to check them out after you've heard this, go to pornoheft.org. They also have a blog called pornoheft.blogspot.com. They're on YouTube with a couple of funny videos. You can listen to them on Last FM. They've also got a MySpace, which I'm not going to tell you. But yeah, have a listen. So this is Pornoheft. and the track is called Clafac Giacomo. Don't ask me what it means because I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. Pornheft with Clafac Giacomo. Quite a fun song. I really do like them. And Tony.
Yes.
What do you think their MySpace is?
MySpace.com/Pornheft.
What do you know? Yeah.
Yeah, come on. So it's Tony Internet 5, Stephanie 3.
Yeah.
How's it feel to lose? Hey? How's it feel to be one of the last losers?
Yeah.
Well, this is it. This is the end of the show. Thanks for being with us this week.
Everybody's going to be really happy that Paul's back next week.
Yeah, Paul's back next week, don't worry. He'll be in charge again. Don't worry, normal service will be resumed. But hopefully you've at least enjoyed it. I think the music's been great this week. Do check out Bad News Records, badnewsrecords.com. Especially if you're a band or around Nottingham or anywhere within the country, apparently. Baz will happily take anybody on. Great guy, check him out. Thanks for all the bands we played this week. For more information, hopefully go to myspace.com/punkyradio. Don't forget we are also on several internet radio stations. They are wickedradio.org, hussyskunk.com, and we're on Roach Radio, which you can find on Facebook by just searching Facebook for Roach Radio. Thank you for helping me out this week, Stephanie.
That's alright.
I couldn't handle an hour show with just my voice on it. It would make me insane, and quite frankly, we'd lose all our listeners. After 5 years, I don't want to be responsible for the death of Punky Radio. So that's it. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Stephanie.
Goodbye, Stephanie.
A poog.